Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you all for chiming in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the moment of deliverance. Glory to God. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast. Thank you for chiming in, whether you're driving down your road in your vehicle, whether you're in your office listening right now, whether you are at home with your feet propped up. Glory to God. Just wanted to encourage you on this moment. Glory to God. The topic for this evening's discussion is guarding your heart. Guarding your heart. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse number 23 says, "Keep thy heart with diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life." Psalm 119 and 11 says, "Hide thy word in your heart, that you may not sin against God." When we think about guarding your heart, oftentimes we will come up with that question, what are the issues that is causing our heart to feel some kind of way? The heart can be filled with all sorts of issues, from common problems to crisis situation, money issues, relationship issues, job issues, disability, circumstances, coping with grief or loss, self-esteem, jealousy, enviousness, strife, unforgiveness, anger, bitterness. We know that the heart is the central housing unit that pumps blood throughout the body, but it is also that place that sustains life and it gives life. Yet it is also the place where bondage originates in an individual. I want to give you a couple of points on tonight about guarding your heart. The Bible charges us to guard our heart so that we won't depart from God. When common problems come up, when crisis situations occur, whether it's money issues, relationship issues, job issues, disability issues, coping with issues, if we're not careful, it will cause us to depart from God, depart from the ways of God. That heart is the place where your emotions originate. Life's events, things that you go through, those things that we deal with in life, those are those things that we need to constantly keep before God. Place those issues on the altar daily. The Bible charges us to cast our burdens on Him, because He cares for us. In the book of Proverbs 4 and 23, when Solomon was talking about keep your heart with diligence, that means we have to guard it with everything that we have within us. Otherwise, the issues, those things, those cares, those weights, those concerns, those things that we deal with will begin to flow from our heart. Proverbs 12, 25 says, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down." Anxiety is a feeling of giddiness. It's a feeling where you may be anxious for something. You may be anxious for your situation to change. You may be anxious for doors to open in your life. That is that place where your heart becomes weighted down, where your heart becomes burdened down. Issues in the heart will not and cannot be concealed. Out of the heart, after a period of time, those issues that are hidden will begin to come out. Whether they come out in our actions with anger, bitterness, short-temperedness, waywardness, they're going to come out in our walk, how we walk with God, how we walk with each other, glory to God, and how we talk. The way that we talk is going to be a reflection of what's in our heart. So if animosity is in your heart, if anger is in your heart, if fear is in your heart, if rejection is in your heart, if bitterness is in your heart, eventually it's going to come out. Regardless of how much we say that those things may not be there, after a period of time, after continued chipping away, it's going to flow out. It's going to somehow come out. and it will be seen. We know that the Bible talked about David, who was a man after God's own heart. To have a heart which pleases God, we have to have some attributes like what David had. David was a man that had many things that were before him. He had much blood on his hand. His heart was heavy at different times. But David had some principles down that would keep him in the presence of God. They kept him connected to God. They kept him in right relationship with God. He guarded his heart through it all. We must stay postured in worship. In spite of how our heart may feel, we still have to give God our best praise. Glory to God. Outside of giving God what is best, what is due his name, that means that we're shortchanging God. We must denounce pride, saying that, oh, that's not me. Many will hear this teaching and say, oh, that's not for me. But on the inside, that hurt and that pain is still there. That anxiety and that fear is still there. That grief is still there. Whatever that feeling may be that's in your heart, it is still there. Then we have to go before God and repent daily. It's a daily walk with God. And sometimes these issues that arise in your heart will separate you from God. Don't stay in that place of unforgiveness. Harboring unforgiveness in your heart will keep you in a place that hinders the hand of God moving in your life. Release whatever it is that is in your heart, that bitterness, release it unto the Lord. That unforgiveness, release it. That rejection, that pain, release it and let it go. And once God take it away from you, once you cast it on him, once you give it to him, don't go back and pick it up and leave it there. And allow God to heal you everywhere that you hurt. Don't be afraid to ask someone to pray with you, agree with you in prayer. The Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. So when you just get someone to just touch and agree with you, he said any two come together and touch and agree on anything on earth, it shall be done for them by the Father which is in heaven. On tonight, ask God to heal your heart. Ask God to take away the hurt. Ask God to take away the pain. Just give it all to God on tonight. Just give it all to him and then leave it there. David knew how not to allow his shortcomings to keep him from God. He knew how not to let his disappointments keep him from God. He knew how not to allow the pain that he was feeling keep him from God. So on tonight, if you're listening tonight, maybe daytime when you're listening, the Lord has said, let me deal with the issues that are in your heart. Anything that would stop your healing from coming forth, God said, let me deal with it right where you're at. Your breakthrough, anything that would hinder your breakthrough from manifesting, let God deal with it wherever you are right now. Anything that would stop you from walking in your purpose, let God deal with it right where you are. Release it to God. Wherever you hurt, let God deal with it and let him clean you up. Don't keep putting band-aids on the hurt and the pain. And deep down underneath, the wound is still there and it still bleeds. But guard your heart from those things. Don't allow the enemy to cause how you feel in your heart to block you from getting to him. When your heart is right with God, it's going to be a reflection in you. It's going to be a reflection in your life. There's going to be manifestations in your life. I charge each and every listener, let God heal your heart. And then once God heals your heart, guard your heart. Don't allow that pain to creep back in. Don't allow that hurt to creep back in. But give it all to God and allow the Holy Ghost to seal your healing that God give unto you, that your life can bear fruit, that you are a child of the risen Savior. I want to leave you on tonight With Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it says, But the fruit of the Spirit. Because when your heart is guarded, when your heart is in the right place with God, you're going to bear good fruit. When people see you, they're going to see good fruit coming from your tree because your heart is right with God. And that fruit of the Spirit that I'm talking about on tonight is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Glory to God. Just want to encourage you on tonight. Don't become a victim of your circumstances because of issues of the heart. But instead, you become the victor and take authority over those things that try to creep into your heart. They'll try to cause your heart to be separated from God. Guard your heart. Guard the anointing that God placed on your life. Guard it with the Word of God. Guard it with the Holy Spirit. Guard it with the blood of Jesus. And as you do that, you will bear much fruit. Glory to God. I just want to thank you for chiming in to the Moment of Deliverance. Glory to God. With your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship. Glory to God. Where our overseer is Apostle Keith Johnson. Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries. We are located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. We are also the apostolic overseers and founders of Kingdom Advance Network of Apostolic Council, where we oversee ministries and churches all around the world. Spread the word. Spread the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone that may not have an opportunity to know him. Someone that may not have an opportunity to actually go into a church house. But share this podcast that someone's life can be changed. You never know. Someone may hear this word and come running asking, what must they do in order to be saved? They may want to guard their heart against whatever it may be that's stopping them from coming to Christ. Hashtag and share. Glory to God. Meet me right here on podcast weekly on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. Until next time, you all do be blessed. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Moment of Deliverance. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you tonight by way of podcast. Glory to God. Thank you for chiming in, whether you are driving down the road in your vehicle, whether you are at home with your feet propped up, whether you are listening to this podcast while you are working. Glory to God. Thank you for chiming in. I just want to come by and encourage you on tonight as we begin a series on relationships. It's going to be a series that will have many parts to it as we tackle the area of relationships one with another. We're going to be looking at relationships from many different aspects. But on tonight, I'm going to basically talk about whether or not you are in a healthy relationship or if you are in an unhealthy relationship. Glory to God. Please hashtag and share hallelujah as we begin this series. We also are coming to you by way of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, where yours truly is the overseer and founder. Glory to God. Our overseer is Apostle Keith Johnson. Glory to God. We are part of Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries, located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. 23111. We also are the apostolic overseers of Kingdom Advance Network of Apostolic Council. Glory to God. Please hashtag and share these podcasts as we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Glory to God. We're going to go in on tonight and we're going to be talking about how to know if your relationships are healthy, and the red flags that will show you that your relationship may be unhealthy. We know that relationships are a part of healthy living, but there is no such thing as a perfect relationship. Relationship acquaintances to romance have the potential to enrich our lives and to add to our enjoyment of life. However, these same relationships can cause discomfort, it can cause dis-ease, it can cause bondage, it can cause afflictions, it can affect how healthy you are physically, glory to God, and sometimes even cause harm to your mental status. So just join in with me for a few minutes as we tackle that topic of healthy relationships. Let's start off by taking a look at Proverbs chapter number 13, verse number 20, which reads, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." John chapter 15, verse number 13 reads, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Ephesians 4, 2 through 3 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Chapter number 6 of 2 Corinthians, verse number 14 reads, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness?" Now, when we think about relationships, I'm going to define relationships on tonight as bonds that we have one with another. When we think about companions, who are companions? Companions are someone that we spend time with on a regular basis. Glory to God. So then, what exactly makes a healthy relationship? As I stated before, there is no relationship that is perfect, but these are some things that will help you to be able to identify when two people are developing a connection, a divine connection that is, in fact, from God. First of all, there will be mutual respect one for another. There will be no putting down, no belittlement of any kind. There will be trust in the relationship. Can you trust that person? Glory to God. There will be honesty on both people's parts. The relationship is a 100%, 100%. Glory to God. When there's a healthy relationship, one party is not putting more effort into it than the other party is. There is support one for another. There's fairness and equality in the relationships. In healthy relationships, you are able to be your separate identities. Glory to God. You ought to never have to change who you are to please someone else, to make someone else like you, to love you, or to want to be in communion with you, or to be your companion. There should always be good communication. And there should be a sense of fondness one with another. Now, we know and realize that all of those things that I just listed, they take work. It's not that you go into a relationship and everything is perfect from day one and everything remains perfect. You have to put effort into it. And you're only going to get out what you put into it. Each relationship is most likely a combination of both healthy as well as some unhealthy characteristics. Relationships need to be maintained. That means you got to put some work into them. And healthy relationships will come about as a result of your individual efforts coming together. This applies to all relationships, whether it's work relationships, friendships, family, and even romantic relationships. So then, what are some signs of a healthy relationship? A healthy relationship should bring more happiness. There's stress and sadness and sorrow and grief into your life. Every relationship will have stressful times, Every relationship will have up and down moments, but you want to prevent prolonged mental stress on either member or party of the relationship. Now, while you're in a healthy relationship, continue to take care of yourself and have good self-esteem independent of your relationship. Never allow the relationship itself to cause you to form an identity of who you are. Be who God created you to be. Maintain and respect each other's individuality, knowing that God created male and female according to Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. We were made in His image and in His likeness, and we should only be a reflection of Him, glory to God. You also have activities apart from each other. It's good to do things together, but there's also a sense of fondness that comes from doing things apart from each other. Are you able to express yourself one to another without being afraid of the consequences? Are you able to feel secure and comfortable in who you are? Are you allowed and encouraged to have other relationships with other people, to have other friends? Glory be to God. Take interest in one another's activities. Are you concerned about what that significant other is doing? Do not worry about having violence in the midst of your relationship. Trust each other enough to be honest with each other, regardless of where you are in your relationship. But honesty is going to be the glue that is going to help hold the relationship together. Do you have the option to have privacy? Do you have respect for each other's sexual boundaries? Are you honest about how you feel just in general? Never go into a relationship giving someone a false sense of you wanting to be in a relationship with them, but the fact is that you have no desire there. Are you able to resolve conflict fairly without fighting and ripping each other apart? Now, there are also signs to be mindful of that this may not be a healthy relationship. At times, all relationships will have some different challenges in them. However, when a relationship is unhealthy, it will exhibit characteristics more frequently and cause you stress. It will cause you displeasure. Oftentimes, relationships will take such a toll on you that it will begin to affect you emotionally, mentally. Is that person good for you? It may not be that they are a bad person, but are they good for you where you are in your walk of life? So while in an unhealthy relationship, you will find that you always put that person before you, but you always neglect yourself. You feel pressure to change who you are to appease them. You feel worried when you disagree with them. You feel pressure to quit activities that you usually would enjoy doing. That person overconsumes all of your time. They drown you out. There's always that pressure for you to agree with whatever it is that their desire may be. There may be a possible notice that there's no justification of any actions. Notice one partner feels obligated, but the other feels forced. There's a lack of privacy. You or your partner may refuse to communicate one with another. There's noticeable consistent arguments that end in everyone going to bed angry. There's the experience of yelling and physical violence during arguments. All these things are unhealthy signs. There's an attempt to control or to manipulate one another. You notice that your partner attempts to control how you dress and criticize your behavior. Do not spend time with you. Have no common friends or have a lack of respect for each other's friends and family. Notice of unequal control of resources, especially when it comes to food, money, homes, cars, vehicles, any of those things. They always have that desire to keep separate what is theirs from what is yours. They experience the lack of fairness and equality. If some of your relationships have some of these characteristics, it does not mean that you may necessarily need to end that relationship. By recognizing these characteristics and how they affect you, you can begin to work on improving the negative aspect of your relationship so that both parties can benefit from them. When should you seek some sort of help regarding your relationship? If a partner ever tries to harm you physically or force you to do something sexually, that should be a clear sign for you that this is an unhealthy relationship. In that situation, you should consider either getting help or ending the relationship. The Bible tells us, just like I read in 2 Corinthians 6:14, but be ye not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Know what your likes are, as well as knowing what your dislikes are. Know that person's background. Know some history about that person, that significant other. What are their beliefs? What are their priorities in life? What is it that they like? What is it that they dislike? Some things just to know that when there are some red flags that are there that you may not want to ignore. These are some things to look out for. They can't stop telling you how imperfect you are. You have a differences in sex drive. All of these things are red flags. They push your physical boundaries in innocent types of ways. They rush a new relationship forward too quickly. They try to drive a wedge between you and your family and your friends. They roll their eyes at you consistently and watch you all the time. They describe you or your exes as all crazy. They call you names in arguments. They have no worth ethics. They're cruel to their parents. Their attitude changes on the drop of a dime. They're on different sleep schedules than you are. They're secretive even about little things. They cheated on their last partner and the partner before that. Chances are they may possibly cheat on you. They demand your phone. They demand your email. They demand your social media passwords. They guilt trip you every chance that they get. They have different values than you. And they refuse to do anything about them. They're not willing to compromise and to meet you at a mutual point. They have a way and a tendency of belittling you, always making you feel inadequate. They make fun of you. They refuse to go out in public with you. They need constant reassurance that you love them and only them. They have different ideas and ethics about life. They have different ideas and ethics about Christ. They have different ethics and views about their religious beliefs. Glory to God. All these things are red flags that you may want to pay attention to and not continuously dismiss them. Are they faithful in their word to you? If they're not, that is a possible red flag. Do what you define faithful as, do it measure up to what they define faithful as, or vice versa? Do you all have a mutual agreement of what a relationship should be like? Do they hold double standards? And are they incapable of apologizing? These are some red flags. The Bible charges us to never go to sleep angry. Never go to bed angry. So when you see these red flags that are in effect in the midst of a relationship, those are possible signs that you could be in an unhealthy relationship. The Lord is challenging every listener that is going to listen to this podcast, whether it's tonight, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week, whether it's next year, to know that God desires the best for you. And that includes having healthy relationships. Part of being free in Christ is that we are healthy, we have the joy of the Lord as our strength, and that we are whole. The beginning of healing is developing a healthy you. The only way that you can have a healthy you is that you have healthy relationships, that you have healthy bonds. Glory to God. As you discover even the more that it is, in fact, God's desire to bless you. Glory to God. I want to leave you on tonight with Jeremiah 29:11-12, which says, I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. That is hope and a good future. Glory to God. Part of that hope and a good future is being in that healthy relationship, being in a relationship with that one that you can grow in the grace of God with together, being in that relationship where you can grow in Christ together. Glory to God. Hashtag and share this podcast if it blessed you. Glory to God. Let others know that they can join in with Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on podcast radio. Glory to God. Look me up on Anchor. Look me up on Spotify. Look me up on Apple iPods. Glory to God. Get the word out. Share. God wants to heal you everywhere that you hurt. Glory to God. Until next time, do be blessed.